It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new COVID outbreaks in the state, even as more Coloradans get vaccinated. More than a quarter of the outbreaks reported in the last week are at K-12 schools. A middle school in Douglas County reported 20 cases. A Head Start center in Jefferson County had 17. Pueblo School District 60 is working with FEMA to host vaccination clinics. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Central, South, Centennial, and East campuses will host COVID-19 clinics through May for students and community members. Dalton Sprouse with the district says getting vaccines to students is important, especially as the school year is winding down.
We want to make sure that our students are available and able to participate in some of these life events, like a graduation, and so we need them to take that seriously.
Each clinic has 250 vaccines to distribute, but Sprouse says there's been low turnout so far, and the district is working on getting the word out to folks. Students under 18 will need a waiver. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado's congressional delegation hopes this week's visit by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs will mean the agency is staying there. The command is set to move to Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper hope seeing Space Command operating smoothly in Colorado will lead Secretary Austin to pause the planned move to Huntsville, Alabama, pending the results of two federal investigations. Those investigations are looking into whether political calculations were behind former President Donald Trump's selection of Alabama in January. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy received a formal reprimand from faculty at CU's Boulder campus. The vote to censure Kennedy cited a failure to uphold the university's standards for diversity, equity, and inclusion. The CU Board of Regents will evaluate Kennedy's performance and contract in June. This is CPR News.